then.
I think so.
Paul is meeting doors. Is it 7:30?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the first order of business is approval of the minutes.
Okay, I'm working on it.
You have to give up that Girl Scout cookie for me.
So I know you are.
I know your priorities anyway.
That's all right, there's trefoils. Okay.
Okay, I see one.
Couple of things.
Motion to accept?
The second page.
Hold on, somebody make the motion to accept and
oh, no, I have a change.
You have what?
We'll do the changes after we.
Okay, so I accept the minutes based on the changes.
You're seconding it?
I guess.
All right, we got some changes. Additions, deletions, corrections?
Yeah, corrections. Poor Jen.
Second page, third paragraph down.
Oh, let's start with the third line down first.
Oh, yeah, you had the third line. Okay.
Yes. Chair Richards reported that Mr. Neary of RRPC stated he would go through Logan Solomon's notes and help as much as he can the town of Fairhaven complete the process. There's something wrong there. just I think that maybe a comma or just something to make it's not glowing right for
as
people.
As much as he can. So the town of Fairhaven can complete the process.
You see what I'm saying?
You could move town of Fairhaven as the object of the sentence, and for clarity, you could say help the town of Fairhaven as much as he can.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, this was
could be cleared up a little bit.
It was giving me a headache.
All the words are there, but they're in an interesting order.
Because I'm sitting there going, that's not right. Okay, and then the second paragraph, I don't know where it's the budget. It says he budget.
Yes. That was what I had.
There should be a T in front of it.
This is the third paragraph?
Yeah, the third. I guess if you come the first one as well.
Chair Richards understood from the town manager that he budget.
Okay, hold on. I don't see. Third paragraph.
Third paragraph down.
I think that was it.
Third line.
The budget. Okay, the budget.
No budget.
Change he to the budget. Okay, is that it?
Anything else?
I think that's it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I'm going to abstain. I wasn't.
With the changes, I take it.
With the changes.
Okay. Okay. I can do that.
All right, everybody get a chance to look at our new direction?
Yep.
I looked at some.
One thing I think we should do is go back to the board, the select board, and ask them to redirect us, because this is a little different, not officially what we were after before, so okay. we should probably... If that's the direction the board wants to go,
it's a lot different.
The commissioners want to go.
I think so. I think it's a lot different. But we do have a lot of stuff.
Right.
We have a lot of it already done. Yeah. That's. But the big thing is what we talked about last week is we got to have an organization that.
Right. So I've started talking to people.
Yeah.
So but Bob is on board with the bagel shop.
Yeah.
The girl that owns the dance studio is on board.
So what is this for? Or instead of the EDC?
Yeah. We'll just... So I resigned from the EDC.
It's gone.
Judy resigned from the
EDC. It's gone, yeah. So that Mike is the only guy. That's it.
So we have to...
Mike, I don't know if anybody's heard from Mike or not.
Oh. So can we get their budget?
That would be...
That would be the... The direction we would have to go. This particular thing is pretty adamant that they want to see financing.
Are they going to have a name? Like, let's say,
that's up to whoever it becomes.
Yeah, we would have to have one.
instead of the Economic Development Committee.
No, I think I thought it was a good idea to combine them, but obviously it wasn't.
How long has the EDC been running?
Three years, maybe. Oh, that's years.
It? It's new?
How many?
It's pretty new.
Oh, Judy said she's been on it for like 8 years.
I don't think it's that long, but it all kind of runs together. Maybe it was. Maybe it was.
I don't know. I thought it was newer than that, but I wouldn't know how many years exactly.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It may be a little bit longer. So 8 years seems long, but...
So we need to talk to... Somebody needs to reach out to...
What is going to be the job of these people? What are they going to have to do?
Well, according to this, it's kind of in their ballpark to do what they want in terms of improving downtown. There's a bunch of ways to do that. Maybe you improve the face as well as the house or the businesses. You do sidewalk, you do lighting.
And you explain this to the people that you've talked to, obviously.
So are
did they go, how much is this going to cost us?
Should we buy it? Should we have memberships?
I don't know.
At certain amounts?
That's entirely up to how that operation is organized.
Right.
It's really not our point to dictate how they should be, but we should be working in cooperation and helping.
Right, I intend to be on it.
I'm not surprised.
Is it something that Bob will like really contribute to?
I think so.
And the woman who owns the dance studio.
At the dance studio, she said yes, she's on board.
I knew she would be.
I want to reach out to the Legion and the Chamber of Commerce.
Reach out to the Legion.
Yes, if we can get the Legion on board, somebody from the Legion to join.
Okay. I will.
Yeah, I don't think economic.
We don't have a meeting until after, whatever.
I would talk to Patty, but I don't think Patty would do it.
I don't think so, just from what I've heard. I've never met her, I don't even know her.
She's a neighbor, so I've known her for 40 years.
I don't think Lucy is a good person to talk to.
No.
From my understanding.
Yeah.
You know, it's worth
mentioning it?
If you want, I'll do those, because those are the ones that are going to blast us. Because they feel like they've been slighted by the town several different times.
So this will give them a chance to...
Yeah, to be part of it.
What about, have you talked to the guy next door about Goblin Games?
I haven't. I don't even know when he's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have a meeting the second.
Maybe I shouldn't be saying this during the meeting. Well, just that I'm not sure who's really running the shop on a day-to-day basis. I know there's the management and there's the ownership, and it's not the same.
Where?
At Goblin Games.
Okay.
So when we say, I don't know, I just wasn't sure who we were referring to.
Yeah. I didn't know there were two. Simon would like to be part of it.
Who's that?
Simon is a new guy who moved to town, I think, during the summer, maybe in the spring.
Pretty recently, yes.
He has an apartment upstairs over top of the buildings downtown. Great, great human. Best human you ever want to meet. And it does say you have made zones from the public.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned it to him last night when we were leaving the select board meeting. That I thought, asked him, would he be interested in doing something like that, and he was on board.
Cool. You sat through a select board meeting?
I do it every time. I did consider running for the select board.
You go to every select board meeting? I watch him, but I can fast forward through when I don't want to.
Has there ever been a... Tomorrow's the last day for signatures.
Yes.
26th.
Are you running again?
I am.
It takes not very long.
How many signatures do you need?
Page.
A friend
page
of mine.
25.
It's so
1% of the population.
Standing on your
she
head.
Got an apartment in Watkins.
There's no seat.
I don't know the building.
Or two.
She got one of the apartments in the old
school.
Glenn Seuss's
old. No, but she says, oh my God.
And one of the, and the, no, so the three.
Right, Sam and Keith.
The two, yeah, the two one-years.
And then there's some guy that supposedly is already issuing for the chair.
Who's that? Who's running?
For the chair?
Yeah.
Well, you don't run, he's not running for the chair. The chair gets elected by the board.
Yeah, yeah, he's running for Glenn's three-year seat, though. And
what's his name?
Unopposed, as far as I know. Last name Reed.
Oh, Dennis Reed, or not Dennis.
It definitely started with a D.
Yeah, Dennis Reed.
I can't remember.
Glenn is not running?
Yeah. Yeah. Dennis won't be bad.
I know. Glenn's not running for the select board?
Yeah. He finally gave up.
You don't want to do it anymore?
No, I did my 30 years. I very much like...
Get it in.
About 7 o'clock every Tuesday.
It's too late, it's due tomorrow.
Oh, I have to go on the
It's due tomorrow, you can't get it in tomorrow.
Tonight?
Get one tomorrow. Get one tomorrow.
Get in. We need a woman on the select board.
It would be nice.
We need a woman in the Roy House.
I've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah.
30 signatures.
30?
The last woman on the select board was Carol.
Yeah.
And she sat there
and made it. Bob for a while.
Throw me nuts.
I'm off tomorrow.
Not a bad idea.
Well, let me know if you do it.
So this new guy who's running, Dennis Reed, he's new to town?
I don't believe so. I think he's related to... other reads, I would assume.
Okay.
Who do I get the form?
His father was the town road soup for 100 years.
The town what?
Road supervisor for 100 years.
Who's that? Who's his father?
Dickie Reed.
And you can also find them.
They're related to Donna and John.
Oh, really? Yeah,
no,
he's
different
the secretary
people.
Of
different
state. Will have consent to candidates form and a petition for local government. And there's certain things you have to do to the form. You have to write what you're writing for. You have to write your years of what the term length is that you're applying for. You have to fill out the form properly at the top. And I think Danny wants 25 signatures. That's what she said for the board of trustees for the library. 25 signatures.
Okay, because you can get 25 signatures easy, couldn't you?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah,
I can try.
I mean,
I'll hit all you guys.
I'm going to be out about tomorrow, so I can, I can sign it.
Yeah, until I think it's 4 o'clock or something. I don't know what time she's open.
I think Danny said she's going to stay late. Maybe.
She might have to stay till 5 even later. You would know.
I've told my citizens it's due the 26th because that's what statute says. It's Monday the 26th by the end of business. So that's what my citizens know in West Haven. That's what the statute says. It's all the same. It's all the same. But I don't know if Danny has set a difference in her office.
No,
I don't think
she
can. So until Monday.
So you got till Monday.
By the end of the day.
My understanding was the 26th. Yeah. I wasn't thinking about what day of the week it was.
I don't want to affect your guys' position.
You are as entitled to run as anybody.
Well, I know, but I like you guys.
How many seats are open?
Two. Three.
Oh, three, yeah.
This mine, Keith's, and Glenn's. Glenn won't be running again, but my seat and Keith's seat. We're both running again. But
who's the new guy?
Keith.
I like him. I watch the select board meetings on YouTube.
Yeah, it's
up to you.
I
would encourage you to do it.
Yeah.
Even if it was at my own expense.
It's.
It wouldn't be. I wouldn't be.
I don't think that's.
I've been gone for so many years that nobody knows me.
Okay, where are we?
So we're here. So the bottom line is that maybe what we should do is, as a board, talk to anybody we know downtown or anybody that might be interested in participating. I will talk to the Legion to see if they want to get somebody on that.
I wonder if Amy Prebeth, I mean, where would the meetings be? If they did have a meeting,
you could do that. You could have it at individual businesses every
it's
kind of open.
Yeah, she doesn't have cars. She'd have to be within walking distance. But she's like really, she's a good organizer.
Well, that's half the battle.
She took over organizing when I stopped doing Saturdays. She took it over and boom, boom. And I can ask her.
But let's, our next meeting is the, can't see that far.
It's on the bottom.
So are they going to be coming up?
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, it always is, too. So we kind of report back at the next meeting, which is the 4th. Yeah. Somebody just said. So just see where we are. The other thing that we should probably do as soon as possible is schedule a pre-meeting, like it says here, with Gary Holloway.
Yeah.
And revisit everything that we've done and what's good and what isn't. And I think by then, I can certainly have the water and sewer people redo it. It's a little more informed, more...
I mean, the difference between step one and step three is so... I mean, the amount of grants that you get.
Well, I think that's one thing.
That's the whole thing.
That I'm going to bring, when I talk to people, I'm going to show them what the opportunities are. I mean, there's a page and a half of grants.
Yeah.
Here's the downtown gardens you want. Yeah. I printed that one out.
I had a question.
Oh, you did? Oh, nice.
Yeah, for the downtown gardens.
And that's the one that's like a $25,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But there's...
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, downtown transportation improvement, better connections, infrastructure funding priority.
So, my question is, step three center must contain or be a part of a historic district that is listed or eligible for listing in the National Register of Historic Places.
Yeah, we wondered that before. Are
Do we have?
We have.
No, we're not.
We have one designation. What is it? It's
not this.
There's a real quick way to get to the bottom of that, so I'm just going to
go right ahead. There
yes,
is.
Yes, because we wondered that one other time.
Right. Yeah, because we're not on the National Register.
We're not on the National Register, but we are. We are the next step.
I forgot what it's called. We talked about this a million times.
Yeah, and the Historical Society is there too.
And it says, please note that this is not the same as a local historic district created through zoning bylaw.
Which we have done.
Step six.
Are you?
Step six.
You're reading step six, correct?
Yes. And it says it is not necessary for the downtown center and the National Register District to have identical boundaries.
I find the wording of step six interesting because it's listed or eligible for listing.
Right.
So I suppose it does not even matter if we are.
If we are, no, it just means that we could be.
Yeah.
And then but it's probably looking at. That's another thing we got to ask.
But I mean, anybody could say they could. Well, wouldn't we have to show that we have historical
given
preservation goals? I mean, is there anything in Fairhaven? Is there a building in Fairhaven that even has that much of a historical
significance?
Yeah, I mean.
If it's on the state register, I wouldn't doubt its eligibility for national. Like I would assume that it would be eligible rather than assume that.
Gee,
it
if the Red House was still there,
that wasn't eligible.
Oh, it wasn't. Oh, I
know. No, because it had so many changes into it.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't.
Yeah.
There was like one part of the whole house
that was original.
It was original.
Yeah. Like the whole downtown block.
Yeah, exactly. The whole downtown is probably eligible, and some of the marble houses.
It is beautiful.
The two marble houses certainly are.
Oh,
I think the church is at the library for sure.
The library is at Carnegie. Library.
Have you looked at the correspondence back and forth? Isn't that something? Have you noticed the dates? Check the dates. Because the dates are like, they would write, the selectman would write something at night. It would go on a train first thing in the morning. The people in the Carnegie would get it that day and write a reply and put it back on a train to come back up. Mm-hmm. And it would be there the next morning.
Look at the dates. That's interesting. So I hadn't done that back
yet. The negotiations between the select board and the Carnegie people when they offered to build, you know, and being persnickety Vermonters.
Where is this?
It's
in the Vermont room in the library.
And it's cool.
They requested more money from Carnegie and he approved. And
so, oh, yeah.
I just want to clarify real quick, and so we can put it to bed. The Fairhaven Green Historic District is on the National Register of Historic Places.
I would think so, because we're the only
What is the
National Register of Historic Places.
In the state?
That's good.
Yeah.
And when you said 1995?
Okay. 1980.
Okay, that was off.
Yeah.
1980.
National Register.
I did read that.
We're
the only town
of historic
green
places. Which is managed by the National Park Service.
Places.
You said in 1980?
Yes.
One of the first attempts to improve downtown.
Yeah.
It looks really pretty with the lights.
National Register of Historic Places.
We should keep
places.
The lights there all the time.
Yeah, it looks good.
It really looks pretty. Fairhaven
Green.
I think that whoever wrote this had class in college of how to make something just so difficult to understand. And let's just, this is what we're going to do.
It is absolute bureaucraties.
Let's make this as difficult to understand as anything.
Well, that's because you justify your existence that way.
I know.
And that's where me and conservatives
there was
agree.
Something else I had a question about. I can't.
That may be the only time we agree.
What was it?
Downtown investment agreement.
Which is back to the slipboard.
Right, and I printed. I had me and AI sat down and had a chit chat to see the best way to. The best steps for creating a downtown partnership.
Hmm. Would you get that? What is that?
Steps to start a downtown partnership.
Now, is this other group of people going to have their own name?
Well, that's up to them, probably. Yeah, they could just glom on to the downtown partnership. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's
or downtown revitalization committee, yeah.
I would go get away from revitalization, because once you're revitalized,
right,
you don't have anything else to do. But this is an ongoing thing, hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully.
Revitalizing the town is ongoing. It could take forever.
Is it going to ever end?
Well, it does have a. They'll have a beating of a dead horse sometimes. There is. Who's calling?
There was something else I had a question about. I can't find it now. Downtown investment agreement.
Yeah, that's what I was just looking
for. What does that look like?
And then there's a downtown organization besides the downtown investment agreement.
Right. Which I think that would fall into
the town.
The town would be the investment part. However, Holloway said that it kind of sounded like it's a slam dunk to get the revitalization or whatever that's called, that original one. for the $25,000. They look at that as that group would administer that money,
right,
as opposed to the select board, which is a little hinky. But I get it. I mean, I guess I come from being a selectman for so long. I hate not knowing where money is being spent.
I'm not following what you just said. The group would manage, the group being the downtown partnership,
right,
group, would manage the money of the downtown vibrancy grant?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So
which makes more sense. That's where having an employee.
I think we should, as a point of clarification, you should refer to it as the downtown organization, because we're talking about something distinct from the EDDP in this case.
Yeah, because we don't know which organization is. Yeah. The downtown organization would manage the vibrancy grant money.
Yeah.
And
the EDDP was never actually established.
Yeah. Right.
They talked about it.
We were going to be it.
Passed.
And the thing about it is
They just changed.
There was too much. I didn't think it through when I suggested that, because there's the economic development could be for the whole town and not just downtown. But I think some of the members felt that it was, like, I think Glenn felt it was being usurped, you know, by the downtown.
Right. So there's no
sense.
I went back as far as I could in the minutes. There's no bylaws been adopted for that.
For the EDC?
For the EDC Downtown Partnership.
Yeah.
They need a new bylaw. Yeah,
well,
there
Deb, they never did it.
Deb started writing and then
yes, I have
and
a
then,
copy of this because she had given me a copy of that.
Okay. And Glenn said
he would take it over.
And then he didn't do that either.
There's nothing in the minutes saying they were adopted. Yeah. Where they even worked on them.
Which is surprising, because usually when he takes something, he does a good job, but it meant he didn't really want to.
The only, how long were you on the...
I started the same week that Glenn left.
Okay, so pretty recently.
The reason
I ask being, when I joined the select board, I went back through the EDC minutes at some point, and was left with the impression that they were a bit scant, which I don't know who keeps them.
I went as far back as I could in their archives online.
Yeah, I just hesitate to say, just from looking at the meeting minutes alone, to draw any concrete conclusion about what did or didn't
happen
at those meetings.
Nobody expected it to have the necessity to have any kind of bylaws.
Yeah.
Or, but as you know, in hindsight, they're giving away money. But they're giving away money, but they would recommend to the board, and then the board would award money. Is the way it worked.
Okay.
And so Glenn would come in with we got this organization. No, I mean the brewery got $20,000 one year. You know, which ain't that's real money.
Yeah. Baker Bob just got his loan yesterday.
Did he?
And
what was that?
Was it six thousand?
Cool.
Well, I missed that.
The bagel shop had applied for
the
business grant.
Yeah. I'm having breakfast or lunch there tomorrow, Friday, I guess.
So that supersedes the whole
I thought about it backwards, and I think that if there's an organization down there and the EDC wants to be part of that as a, you know, send a member so that they know what's going on and they can interact with the EDC, but I think they would be better as two separate organizations, which is a, you know, kind of a dream, getting that many volunteers.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm almost inclined to think you had the right idea by thinking those organizations.
I thought they would work, but it just seemed like it was. It seemed like it didn't work. It didn't do what I thought it would do.
I think perhaps we shouldn't write off that idea entirely.
Well,
I don't know.
Once again, I don't think it's the commission's job to be the front runner in that, but I think we need it, so we got to be somewhat proactive. We need to invite people to go, to get into that. You know, yeah.
We should not maybe even want to, I don't know if we could do this or not, but like once a month have those people come to the planning commission meeting.
We could do that. But the bottom line is...
And then we can keep each other informed of what's going on.
They'll need our help.
Yeah.
They'll need our help for probably some of the grant stuff. Or we'll have to at least endorse that they're... And we certainly need their help if we need an organization.
Right, but the state does prefer that that part be separate.
Yes.
They prefer that it be separate?
Yes.
And that was from conversation last week, or at the last meeting?
And from what the outline we got here.
Where in the outline?
That it be a separate entity.
Does it say that?
Would it be under...
I don't think it says it has to be separate from the EDC. I just think it has to be... It should be homegrown, you know. So, that, but we hurt your back or something?
Oh no, I just hurt my knee for some reason. So I'm just kind of squirming around to get comfortable. Don't pay any attention.
My thinking. I have a few thoughts on this. Despite recent events, I'm inclined to think that those two organizations being one and the same, the Downtown Organization of Record and the EDC or EGTP or whatever.
There is no EDC, though.
Well, there is an EDC, but not an EGTP. We did never change.
Well, no, there
is.
There's only one person on the EDC now, as far as
you
know.
Oh, you mean in the sense that it's not populated.
It's not,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, in that sense, there is an absence of people on the
board. I mean, is it going to be restored?
Well, that's up to
so the but what I, just back sorry I just want to finish my thought. So I'm despite recent events, I'm inclined to think that those two organizations being one and the same would actually, it should in theory empower the Downtown Partnership rather than disenfranchise them, which I think is how people felt after recent months, and with good reason.
Right,
but
then
if it's working,
funding, if the town is funding that. Look at how the funding went for the economic development.
Exactly. So I'm saying,
how's the funding going to work for that?
Maybe I'm not totally following. But I what I mean to say is that didn't work, I think, the way that we would hope that it should work over the last few months. But I think we can do it better in the future. And my thinking is that having that base of funding from the tax base, from the town budget, would support this organization significantly, and that it being a board of the municipality as opposed to just an independent organization operating freely maybe gives it more strength in some ways. This is all conjecture on my part, but that's my gut instinct.
That was the way I thought.
Okay.
That's the way I thought it, and I thought it would be easier to sell funding to the board and to people that actually watch the budget.
Yeah.
If it was called economic development in some part of its theory. So that's why, and it was already an organization that had done good things already, and mostly downtown. But it just seemed to fall apart over, I don't know if it was just personalities or if it was...
I think it was a serious clash of personality.
Yeah, definitely. Well, maybe that's all that...
There were
disagreements about how much money the EDDP should receive from the town budget. But my thinking is, by being separate, they then receive no money potentially from the town budget, right?
That's a grim possibility.
Be
it's an, it, you're adding another
have.
Line item if you fund it.
Yeah.
Separately.
But they want the town to contribute.
So where did we see that they need to be separate? So someone didn't say that.
It was suggested.
And where is that suggested?
That not what Gary told you about?
I think that this is so confusing that we should really wait until we can sit down with Gary, because this was written for the state. this is not written for Fairhaven. And there might be things in here that we don't have to do. I mean, this... this
well, there's a lot of things that we've already done that we just have to regurgitate in a different way. Let me see. I'm just looking at my notes. Then when I talked to Gary, this was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
I mean, there's just a lot of stuff that's not really clear. Or I've read into a lot of it that it was for a bigger town. Or a bigger city.
I don't have it on my notes. What it does say is a downtown investment agreement goal and at a higher level business community and downtown committee looking for buy-in from people downtown. It doesn't
see buy-ins from people downtown.
Yeah, that was what I was wondering, whether they're...
People wouldn't pay to join the Chamber of Commerce. Why would they pay to get into this? You know, buy-in. I'm not sure what that means.
Buy-in is just that they agree that it's a good idea and that they're willing to volunteer some time, is generally.
Okay.
So I don't think there's necessarily... we're asking for anybody to pay dues at this point.
And, you know, it's... we don't even know.
But I think that we need to the first thing is to get some people, even if it's two or three, that are willing to start an organization, and then get a direction from the board as to where they think the EDC is, what they want to do, and how, and then get that group together.
I did tell Joe yesterday under new leadership that I would probably go back.
To the EDC.
To the EDC.
That's good news.
Under new leadership.
That's really good news.
Yeah, but it's hard to find people.
What?
Well, I already got four.
New?
Counting myself.
New leadership might be you, so be careful what you ask for.
But are you talking about the people that we were going to get into this organization?
Well, they could be part of the EDC too.
Yeah, I mean, and why not?
Right.
They're the ones that are going to be directly affected by it.
Has anybody talked to Steve?
I was disappointed that it didn't work.
Who's Steve?
And that's why I suggested separating them. But I think it makes sense that they're together. As long as there's the understanding that the EDC may branch out further than downtown, and should actually. They should be town wide.
Yeah.
And
I know Deb was going to come back, but they were so damn rude to her that was so bad. That was awful.
The first thing I learned being a selectman was never piss off a volunteer.
Yeah.
Jesus. You don't get volunteers, especially in a small town.
No, it was Mike.
Especially in a town as parochial as Fairhaven.
I don't even know this guy. Do you know who he is?
I was flabbergasted.
No, I wouldn't know if I tripped over
him. Yeah. See, nobody even knows who he is.
And I was floored. I was absolutely floored. I was so shocked I couldn't even say anything.
Yeah. Well,
and poor Deb, the look on her face was...
The big problem is you may not like everybody that's on the board, you know.
Right.
But you don't have to be nasty. I mean, it's just blight, and there's difference of opinion. Big deal. Everybody has their opinion.
Yeah. Ashamed.
So let's.
I
was just going to summarize that we need to, everybody needs to talk to anybody they know that may have that either business acumen or a stake in downtown.
How about Steve Walk? Has anybody spoken to Steve? He's a curmudgeon. He doesn't really like to donate to, if you go to ask him for a donation for something, he... No, but this might be different.
I kind of understand that.
Who is he?
He owns
Liberty and the gun shop behind it.
Oh, okay.
I kind of understand that, because that's like another tax. All the people.
Oh, I knew there's a gun shop, but I didn't.
It's a great combination, liquor store and gun shop.
Yeah,
right.
No, there was
only in Vermont.
And gambling.
Yeah, my friend from Jersey had to get a picture of that, him holding that.
I don't know, where is it, the place in Glens Falls or Hudson Falls where they sell guns and shoes?
That's right.
Oh, guns and shoes.
Calamity Jane's.
Yeah.
I've got pictures
Calamity
of it.
Jane's.
It says...
Why not?
Fine shoes and guns, or something.
Every time I see that sign, I'm like, you're kidding.
We go by it all the time.
I'll talk to Steve.
Yeah, it's on Dick's.
I gotta talk to Steve. I gotta talk to Tomasi.
Oh,
you
know,
yeah. Tomasi, well, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You gotta talk to Dan.
Because
Danny.
If I might go in there. She's so hard to find her.
Well, the other thing is she's not overly thrilled about the way they've been treated either. So
why?
They got a couple of recent things.
Oh yeah.
That they were, you know, like a big article about the brewery, and nobody's even come to talk to them about their 30th anniversary or that kind of thing like that. So, you know, people take offense very quickly.
Yeah.
I know, I could have got upset because nobody did anything for me when I
wanted to. Yeah.
Bagel Bob had a lot.
And some,
but I'm not,
you wonder why newspapers
scale,
are failing.
So. I'm not on that scale, so I'm like, I didn't take offense, but I could see what people would.
It's that kind of thing, but I'm not sure I can convince either of them, but I can convince them not to be negative. Right? That part.
It's too bad that Will's moved, because I could have gotten Will on anything. We're buddies.
Well, you know what? He might be a good one to be on the board.
He's
the EDC.
He's the, like, a basket raffles.
Who is that?
And things like that, that we would have to raise money for the dog park.
Who is
here
that?
You go. Couple of gift certificates for wheel balancing or something.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good one to have on that. Not sure that he would. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He's involved.
Who is that?
Will Dodge. Will Dodge. He owns Will's Fairhaven Auto there by McDonald's.
Yeah.
I tell him I pay your electric bill every year. I mean, every month. We're giving him another $1,000 for tires. Next week.
It's only money.
I just did that.
It's only money.
Mm. You gotta trust your mechanic.
And another $1,000 for hearing aids. And another $200 today for new glasses.
Look at.
Oh, I got
Lexi.
Get him on.
Look at Lexi. Look up Lexi.
Oh, that's why I had that wrote down. I had Lexi wrote down somewhere and I couldn't figure out why Lexi was wrote down.
What is it?
Not to hear anything.
Because I
ordered from Jabra, which was $500 cheaper than the ones I had ordered through the audiologist.
My brother goes to Costco.
I mean, they do. They have a hearing online hearing test.
Oh, they do.
And
it may be off the Sunday cool.
Yeah. It'll turn up like last week.
That doesn't need to be in the minutes.
That was in the Navy.
No hearing aids in
a
minute.
Both back.
No hearing aids in a minute.
I motioned to strike that from the minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't need that conversation.
A bunch of old fogies sitting around talking about hearing aids.
Like, what's wrong with you?
We got aches and pains. Hearing aids. Curmudgeons.
I went to a chiropractor today for the first time in 25 years.
So, without getting too far into weeds, I will. One thing, I'll talk to those guys. You guys talk, and I think we go right down the line.
You
everybody in town, and let them say no. But
oh,
I'll talk to Mary too.
Okay.
Which I know what she's going to say. But
Mary Martin.
Derpy's.
I'll talk to Will.
Yeah, talk to Will.
If I can ever catch up with Karen.
And it doesn't necessarily, people for the EDC.
How about Laura? Laura doesn't.
She's not ready to come back.
No.
No, Loris, they really did Laura Pat.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah.
That's really too bad.
But who owns a karate studio?
She was she's such an energetic person.
What about the karate studio?
Yeah.
That's what I just said. I'm going to talk to Karen if I can catch up with her.
Oh, okay. I didn't know who even
owns
it or anything.
Yeah, I know.
EDC membership, it doesn't necessarily have to be, I mean, it could be somebody like Luke Fadness, for instance.
His father's my tax man.
Yeah. He's my neighbor now.
Oh, he is?
Well, his business is my neighbor.
Oh.
Bob Polino's.
Oh. That's a nice family. I'm sitting here racking my brain. I'm sure there's people that missed.
And it's not necessarily, once again, it's not necessarily the planning commission's bailiwick even to have.
What about
to be
Roseanne?
One. Yeah, well, yes. Yes, absolutely. But Roseanne, but.
No, I know she won't have anything to do with EDC. I already tried that before.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's
not the EDC.
She does. She doesn't like to go to a lot of meetings. She likes to go to the select board meeting.
Yep, and she's the chair of the zoning.
Yeah.
Now, and the school board meetings.
Yeah, that's plenty for her. But I mean, she was on the Rutland Regional for a while, but she just didn't like that whole. And that was when you drove to Rutland to do it if you had to. I mean, that's the only way you could do. There wasn't a remote setup. Now there is, but. Somebody change your mind. So let's not beat this to death. We know what we have to do. I will try to get a meeting with Gary Holloway to come down that we can go page by page and see what we have to do exactly and what we've already got. I am in conversation with Devin Neary already. He's down two staff.
What's his what's his title now?
He's the
director.
Director.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Are we under the gun to file for this designation?
No. Okay. That's the beauty of it. One of the things Gary said was that it's approved at the staff level, so you don't have to go through the big organization, which.
Good to know.
Because they only had a monthly meeting, right. And they didn't have it every month. They had their last one. They didn't even know if they're going to have one in November, and I don't know if they did or not, but the approval of this comes from him and staff level anyways, so we can throw something at him and see if it sticks to the wall, a lot easier. So. But I think we really need to have him come in here and tell us what to do.
Okay.
I think we should go to the board and ask for them to give us direction to do this again, because it's slightly different than the downtown designation was. So if we had to show that in the minutes, it wouldn't show that we're going for the community investment program step 3. It would say you're going for the downtown. So, it's a formality, I hope, but
I can't imagine.
It's just too crazy not to. There's a lot of grants that are just simple, and they're made for downtown. They're made, so we could get some storefronts, maybe clean up some of the storefronts, maybe pull some of the plywood off the walls and put something. A little more dressier, a little more conducive to.
Who said, I'm going to go throw some cardboard in the window so people can't see you. And I'm like, please don't do cardboard.
Yeah.
We just talked about that.
Who is this?
Dance studio.
Oh.
But she put it behind her curtains so you can't see, because some of the parents were saying they could see the kids through the curtains after dark.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't do that.
Maybe we can give her a grant for some thicker curtains.
Or something, well, yeah.
That's what I told her. I think thicker curtains would be.
Blinds or something, you know. Yeah. It's.
So I want to know who gets the EDC budget.
Well, right now, the EDC, it'll stay there.
It's not going anywhere.
That $4,000 will stay there, and unless...
God forbid they lower it again.
So the $5,000 will stay there, and if nobody, if there isn't an active EDC, the problem is, after the end of the year, June 30th, 2027, it's not used, it goes into the general fund as an unencumbered balance. And so it's gone. And then it makes it much easier not to redo it again because nobody used it. So we need to get those guys back up and running, or we need to be able to get an agreement. If there is an EDC, if that doesn't happen, then the next step is to whatever this organization comes up, if they're separate.
Would they be able to get that budget so they'd have
a... I don't know. It would be up to the select board, and it would be a little dicey in terms of using one line item for a different thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking too, but just not asking.
But it's, I mean...
Yeah, so once one is out...
So our first deal is to get some sort of organization for downtown that hopefully will coordinate or be part of the EDC, or the EDC and the downtown will come up with one name that solves both problems. But some of that's not our problem, but it is generally. So let's call this our job is to start talking to people downtown and people in town for both organizations, and go from there. I'll try to get hold of I'll try to get hold of Gary Holly and see what time when he can come. When he can come, and maybe we'll invite Devin Neary to come the same time. So, cool.
Yeah, that would be good.
Because one of the things we're going to need is somebody to do the bureaucratic stuff.
So Devin is the old Ed Bob then?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes. And he's, you know, he worked under Ed for a long time, so... He has sort of the same style. And his kid's old enough now that he's probably, the newness has rubbed off a little bit. So he's probably ready for a little more involvement. He's got to be now because he's short two staff at least.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to get us sidetracked on that, but I would love to hear more about that.
I don't know. I mean, one person retired, and our guy left. I don't know where he went.
Logan left.
Yeah. He lived in Virgins, and
it's a heck of a commute, but
yeah. But he was, you know, he knew his stuff.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
He could talk about it forever, but he knew his stuff.
Yeah,
and he was handy. I mean, he put together, you know, scaled down versions of the subdivision rules and the historic that fit Fairhaven.
Yeah.
Which I should tell you that he has a copy, Gary Holloway has a copy of our historic rules, and he passed them on to the historic preservation people.
Oh.
So they haven't, I haven't heard anything back about that either.
Those are the people we talked to?
Yep.
Yeah, Logan had done that, didn't he? Didn't he take those the last meeting he was at here?
He may have, but
he did.
Gary didn't have them, so I sent them to him. So he may have, and I don't know if he gave them to the historic people or not. So our task for next time will be to report back about how successful we are recruiting people for a non-existent committee.
Okay.
Yeah. Non-existent, hopefully.
I'm gonna
hopefully ask, supported by the select
board. I'm gonna ask Amy.
Why not?
Yeah, I'll ask her because I mean she lives right pretty much downtown.
Who is that?
Isn't that your old house?
Yeah.
That's where she lives. Who's Amy?
Was well, never my
Amy
house.
Prager. Well Amy Prager.
I just paid for it.
She I don't know how to describe it.
I think I've seen her. Is she on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think I've seen the name.
You probably have.
Question, guys. Mr. Gunter had me post a notice of Planning Commission public hearing February 17th today at the library. Is this
Planning Commission?
Mm-hmm. Notice of Planning Commission public hearing.
What is the matter with that? We've already done our. It's for the select board.
It is on a Tuesday, so that is.
That's the select board.
And the purpose of the hearing is to amend the town Fairhaven zoning regulations by incorporating local historic
to put the historic district in.
Making changes to the table of uses. Well, that's what we've been working on.
Now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but should it have been listed as select board?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I think that's just, that seems like a small enough mistake.
Okay. So he has to maybe amend that. To say select board instead of planning commission.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will someone?
Yeah, I was going to email him.
Okay.
Maybe could the planning commission be there?
You're gonna deal with that?
Yeah, I'm going to email him right now.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, because there may be a time. February 17th, they've had that before Christmas. I don't need this pen. I guess I'll give this pen back.
Oh, you.
Here, put it in the.
Where are these going?
Get right in that cup over there.
Oh, look at that. Why didn't you tell me that there was pens there? You know I never have a pen with me.
You must have gotten a lot of trouble at school.
When were we reading that?
I had to keep it. I had to keep it light because I was on foot.
Okay, well, I'm not going to send it.
Oh.
I don't know. I had the 7th in my mind for some reason.
And the 4th, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, the 4th.
Getting cataract surgery the 29th and the 10th.
Oh, you are? Who's doing it?
Yeah.
Dr. Coco?
No, up in Burlington. Oh.
I had both of mine done. I still need glasses. And
Dr. Coco's retiring. He has a new person in there.
Jacobs, yeah. Hank's going to see him next week.
So, unless there's anything else, hold 5 minutes for public.
There's a doctor.
No, there's another one, Dr. Dog.
He's not a surgeon. He's just done.
That's what I just saw.
I'd entertain a motion for, come back to us.
I know.
Barbara Lewis.
It's been.
Hare Krishna Beauregard.
I will make a motion to adjourn.
I second that motion. Okay.
That's a John Prine song.
It is.
Come back to us, Barbara Lewis, Hare Krishna, and Fuller Day.
I was
look it up. It's a great one.
I will.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. I think we did something. At least we're all on the same page.
Wow.
I'm not sure.
We're talking about eye doctors.
well, you want